Welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thank you, Mark, and thank you for checking out this podcast at HoustonTexans.com. I'm Drew Doherty. On Wednesday, the Houston media asked questions of Buffalo Bills head coach Dick Geron via a conference call, and he had this to say about the upcoming matchup with the Texans.
With your defensive background, obviously you always want to stop the run first. How's it been for you to rank last in, against the run?
Well, it's not what we want to be, but we'll always take a win no matter what, you know. We like the fact that we've won a couple here in a row, so we'll stick with that and we'll just keep working on trying to get better against the run. And we do it every week, you know. We try to work on our fits and what the opponent does specifically and what we think we need to do to try to stop it, but it's sure an area where we need to improve.
The Texans played against Fitzpatrick with the Rams and then with the Bengals. He was great for the Rams, and he lost last year. Can you talk a little bit about him and what he's done for you guys in winning his first start?
Sure. I mean, he came into a very tough situation, obviously, 2 weeks ago in New York, entering the game relatively early in the football game and down 10 points, you know, in an away game in our division, and he rallied us. He did a really nice job. He's a very football smart guy, understands the game, very, very into the game, has a good feel on Sunday, you know, on the field, when we're talking to him about what's happening. He can explain it. He understands when you give him information, and he relays information well. So really happy that we were able to get him in the off season in free agency, and he's done an outstanding job for us.
Coach, how has Marshawn Lynch been playing since he's been back off the suspension?
Oh, we're really happy to have Marshawn back. He's a terrific football player. He's playing well. You know, he's playing very well. He's a guy that over the course of his career here, his short career here, he's rushed for 1,000 every year, and he is he knows what to do with the ball when he gets it. He's a hard man to bring down. He's a terrific teammate, and he's very unselfish. So when he came back, it allowed us to give Fred a break to some degree. We'd like to split those carries, you know, in an ideal situation. And on game day, you know, if we were lucky enough to be going well, to go a little more to the one with the hot hand. But ideally, we'd like to keep them both, both healthy on the field and performing.
Was that difficult for you to have to give Fred Jackson less touches with how well he was playing?
Not really, because the season is, you know, the season is so long, and running backs, you know, over the course of a day get worn down because they just take so many hits. So if we can, you know, that's what our goal was going in, to you know, kind of split them and to try to keep them both as healthy as we could working through the season.
Coach, you'll have a familiar face on the other sideline this week in Bill Kohler. Would you talk a little about his tenure with y'all?
Well, you can't say enough about Bill Kohler as a person and as a defensive line coach, and his career in the National Football League, both as a player and as a coach, has just been so productive, you know, wherever he's been. And he works very hard at it. A great guy to be around. Great guy to have on your staff. So, wish he wasn't going to be across the field from us, but that's it. I know we'll both do our best.
Thank you.
Coach, what does Aaron Schobel mean to your defense now that he's healthy this year?
Aaron's a terrific player. He's got all the intangibles that you really can't teach. He's got a terrific feel for the game. He's got a driving desire to win. Very, very competitive guy. And obviously he's gifted. You know, he's born with some natural talents, but he sure developed them. He sure worked hard at developing them. And, he's just an outstanding player for us. And again, a really good teammate.
Matt Schaub right now is leading the league in touchdown passes and passing yards. What stands out to you about what he's been doing well when you watch him on film?
Very calm, you know. I think he does a great job of reading the field. I think he does a great job with his eyes. He clearly knows, you know, he knows what's happening. He's got the complete got confidence in that appears comfort with the system, and then he's got talented players with him. So playing at a very, very high level right now.
Dick, Lee Evans killed the Texans last time y'all played these guys. Could you talk about him a little bit and T.O.? How are things going with those two guys playing together?
Lee is a very skilled player, as is Terrell. And their production, certainly Terrell's over a much longer career at this point, but Lee's to this point speaks for them, you know, speaks for itself. They've both been very productive players, hard-working players. Both of them are very professional in their approach, in their practice habits, all of those things. So it doesn't surprise you that guys like that do perform well, you know, and have a history of performing well on Sundays, because they prepare very well, both of them. Really, you know, a terrific pickup for us with Terrell. He's been a great addition. We haven't been as productive as we need to be, obviously. And, we'll just keep working on that to see if we can make it work the way we'd like to have it work and the way we envisioned it.
Coach, can you talk about how your offensive line is developing? You've had a lot of shakeup there with injuries and some young players there.
I really like this group of guys, and clearly, very, very inexperienced, except for Jeff at the center, and Jeff brings a good deal to that front, you know. But essentially, really, we're playing now with four rookies and Jeff, and I just really like the way they go about it. Their energy, clearly, there's a learning curve here, you know, and things show up on a weekly basis, and they battle through them, and they keep fighting. But it's not an easy position to play, and they're learning. You know, they're learning on the field, and hopefully we can minimize their errors. But, a team as talented up front as Houston is going to be a huge, challenge for us.
One of the Texans rookie linebacker, Brian Cushing, has been playing outstanding for the team this year. What do you think about what you've seen from him?
Pretty much what you just said in your question. He's playing outstanding football, very athletic, got good size and excellent speed. I think that they use very well in their scheme. You know, they give him the chance to do a number of different things, to cover, to pressure, to read. He's a very athletic guy with size, strength, and speed, and he's stepped right up, playing at a high level.
Also answering questions on the conference call was defensive end Aaron Schobel, and the former Texas Christian grad had a lot of things to say about the Sunday game with the Texans.
Aaron, you'll have a familiar face on the opposite sideline this week in Bill Kohler. Would you talk a little about y'all's relationship while he was up there?
Well, I think he's probably mad at me because I beat him in golf this summer. he beat me, but he was a lot better when I first started playing. So it sort of irritates him that I got that close to him. And I have beat him. Oh, yeah, I beat him. He missed the last putt and he lost.
Yeah, well, he didn't mention that when I talked to him a while ago. So
He won twice. But to know that he did lose to me makes me very happy.
How would you describe his coaching style?
Loud. I mean, if y'all been around him, you know he's loud.
He's easily the loudest coach here, I think.
I used to go to the bathroom, I could hear him all the way across the building.
Maybe at night when you go to sleep, huh?
Yeah, he's pretty loud. But he's a good coach. I mean, he lets you know what you're supposed to do, and he gets the most out of you. So he definitely, I liked him. I enjoyed being around him.
Do you have any favorite story about his intensity and everything, like something during practice or during a game?
Oh, on Sundays, he's a maniac. You can't, he's like unhuman.
Yeah.
He's as loud as it gets, and so we've gotten into it just because of his personality and my personality, but that was only during the game. When the game was over, we were back to normal. I enjoyed it. So.
Thank you.
Hey, Aaron, when you say Buffalo and Houston, people immediately think of 41-38 and blowing Oilers. blowing that lead. Where were you on January 3rd of 1993? How old were you?
How old was that?
Yeah, 1993.
I was probably about a sophomore in high school.
Were you an Oilers fan?
No, like the Cowboys.
Did you follow that game they played against the Bills?
I don't know. I don't remember if I watched it or if I just seen so many highlights from it. I felt like I watched it, but I don't remember the day really.
Did when people up there, did they ever talk about that game?
I mean, they show highlights and stuff still sometimes. You know, up here, they're never going to forget about the Kelly era and the Bruce Smith era, but for the most part, not too much. I think originally when I first got here, when Greg Williams and Jerry Gray and all them guys, you know, were a part of the Oilers organization, were up here, I heard more about it, but recently I ain't heard too much about it.
Were all your family Cowboys fans?
I guess so. I mean, we were when we were younger, and then when Landry left, we sort of just watched whoever. We didn't care as much.
How is it that you are able to play as well as you do at your weight? They list you at 243. Is that accurate?
I'm probably a little heavier than that this year, but throughout my career, I've been as low as 238. And so I've always felt the less body fat I carry, the better I play, because my weight, as far as my muscle mass, really doesn't change. So as long as I'm not tired, I feel strong.
What is the key to you to beat those big tackles at your weight?
Well, I guess a lot of people consider me an effort rusher, and I think, if you're going to be successful, you just got to keep going. You're not always going to win. You just got to keep going. Eventually, the quarterback holds it, or somebody messes up, and that's sort of the way I play. And I study. I mean, I study a lot. I know what works for me, and I know what I try to figure out the guy I'm going against, his weakness, and use my strength. And I've always played with pretty good leverage, and I try not to stay on a block too long. Where I have to, I'm not going to be head up on a guy for too long. And if I am, I try to be lower than him. As long as my hands are sort of below his shoulder pads, I feel like he really can't move me.
What do you think about Dwayne Brown from watching him?
He looks like he's a pretty athletic player, probably going to be a real good player. And looks like he's already a pretty dang good player. So, I'm getting up there in age. I gotta know what to do, what works for me, and try to figure out what don't work for him. So. Because I'm sure he's probably more athletic than I am at this point in my career.
Texans coach Gary Kubiak said that Matt Schaub avoided something like 5 sacks in the last game and getting rid of the ball pretty well against the 49ers. What do you think about what you've seen out of Schaub on tape?
No, he gets the ball out and he moves around pretty good. He looks like he's a pretty athletic guy. And, from our perspective, we just got to try to, you know, if he's got to throw, get rid of the ball faster than he wants, we're doing our job trying to make him run and make him throw on a run and make it where he's not just sitting back there. If we do that, that gives us a chance. And, I mean, but compliment his athletic ability to make plays like that.